Dane Allred's Partly Colored Dreamcoat. Same old, same old. Being overpaid isn't all it's cracked up to be. It may seem grand and glorious to shoot a commercial, but it really is just another kind of work. The days are long, the pay is good, the people you work with are professional, and some of the work you do never sees the light of day. I spent Wednesday shooting a commercial for a pain patch. These are called industrial shoots, since they aren't intended for the big screen, but usually help sell some product. The pay is usually good, and I got $500 for the day. I also worked Thursday for another $500, but when you deduct the personal leave I have to take from school, it's not much more per hour than I usually make. Plus, most people don't know the regular shooting day is scheduled for 12 hours. It starts from when you show up and check in for costumes or your wardrobe. After 6 hours, you usually get a free lunch, and many of you already know how much I love to check out the craft services table. Craft services is a bunch of free food meant to keep the actors close by. Wednesday, I enjoyed a Coke, a chocolate cake donut, an energy bar. There was also some fruit, so I ate a couple of pieces of mango and cantaloupe just for good measure. The problem with shooting schedules is they tend to get behind, and that may be the reason for a 12-hour day. When you schedule stuff that might take 8 hours, it usually takes longer. I've been on shorter days, sometimes finishing in just a couple hours, but then you don't get free lunch. I was shooting with a nurse who had actually given this product in the approval tests, so she was excellent, especially filling in the details of what the rest of us didn't know. She's very excited since this was her first day to be filmed, except a movie which was shot in her yard. But today, she was the star, and it's not hard to feel pretty excited after getting the right clothes on and having someone fuss over your hair and makeup. This is why actors usually look better on screen than in person. I won't mention names, but you'd be surprised how some very famous actors look when not made up and in the center of a soft focus lens. Let's just say it makes the imperfections disappear. She was having a good day, but to the rest of the crew, it was just another day, and it was just another day to me. But the bad news is many of these talented professionals don't get to work every day, and there may be long stretches between jobs even when they are the best at what they do. So even though the pay is very good, sometimes it has to last a very long time. Every time a commercial or movie is shot, someone has to haul the lighting and camera equipment to the shooting location. Wednesday, it was two floors up from the parking lot. The grips and lighting guys showed up early to get everything set up, and then they got to be the last to leave as everything is loaded back up. Before the shooting day even begins, scripts have been written, scenes designed, a shooting schedule designed, and remember, somebody has to arrange for craft services also. But enough about the food. And don't forget, after the scenes are shot and in the can, they have to be edited, orchestrated, and marketed. The worst news is, after all this hard work, sometimes all the hard work never makes it out of the can. I have worked on films yet to be released. That's right, even though it's listed on the Internet Movie Database. The IMDb is a place where most films get listed so people can look up their own work. Really, it's just another place to see who is in a movie. And directors will sometimes list films which have not yet been released, but it would still be credited to that actor, director, etc. A Cypress Credit Union commercial I play, a small business advisor, which recently showed up on television, was shot almost 3 years ago. Why the wait? Who knows? But the good news is I get paid whether it shows up soon or not. Or not at all. So after a 12-hour day, I get to go back and do it again Thursday. I didn't have to go in quite as early, so that's always nice, but I did have to make a couple of adjustments to my schedule. But how often do you get to pretend you're in pain and get paid for it? Wait while I work on my grimace.